This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, September 8, 2010. The passage is from Genesis 24. Abraham finds a wife for Isaac. The Lord, before whom I have walked faithfully, will make your journey a success. Abraham's servant quoted Abraham's words in Laban's house, where he had gone to get a wife for Isaac. Abraham's walk with God included trust that God would provide a wife for his son from among his relatives. And God did. He provided Rebekah, the sister of Laban. She was the granddaughter of Nahor, Abraham's brother. Abraham's conviction that Isaac should not marry a Canaanite woman had deep spiritual roots. The Canaanite worship of fertility gods was steeped in immoral practices. If Isaac married a local Canaanite, he would be strongly tempted to break away from a covenantal walk with the Lord. The future of God's redemptive plan was on the line. After all, Isaac was the promised son through whom God made Abraham the father of many nations. The quality of relationships matters in our faith walk. In most countries today, parents no longer select spouses for their children. But all parents, if they are believers, want their children to walk faithfully with God in a marriage where both partners honor Christ. There are wonderful stories of believers who have led an unbelieving spouse to Christ. But faith is tested in homes where the blessing of a common commitment to Christ is lacking. A close walk with the Lord is nurtured when marriage partners walk with Christ together. Let's pray. Help us, Father, to serve you faithfully, and if we have children, help them to do so as well. We admit we are easily led astray. Strengthen our faith, we pray. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.